This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A University of Arizona student was sentenced recently to 3 years probation and a $5,400 fine for illegally distributing music and movies on the Internet. The recording industry says investigators found more than $50 million worth of pirated material on his computer. But how much is stolen music worth anyway? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
It's worth a lot more than you might think. But in some court cases, the value of a pirated file is based not on its retail price, but on the damages allegedly done to the company that produces and sells it. There are several ways to calculate these damages. Some federal prosecutors have assumed that about 10 people will download anything on a file-sharing network, so they will multiply the retail value of shared song files by 10. But it can get much worse. Lawsuits brought by the recording and motion picture industries have claimed statutory damages as set out in U.S. copyright law. Under that law, each work carries a value of between $750 and $30,000 as determined by a judge. If the pirate willfully violates intellectual property rights, the damages can go as high as $150,000 per song, movie, or album. That means the $50 million hard disk might have contained just 30 or 40 albums. Luckily for the Arizona student, he was prosecuted according to state laws in a criminal court, and it was the number, not the value of his computer files, that helped determine his final sentence.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers with help from Daniel Engber.